What's going on? It's Randy Miles, and I'm really excited about having this guest on my show today because he is a multi-Grammy, Emmy Award winner, also a Dove Award winner. I mean, you have been a winning producer all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Shannon Sanders. How are you?
Awesome. How are you today?
I am so good. Listen, I know that you have been a producer for the likes of India Ari and also John Legend, but you have been doing stuff all over the place. You have so many credentials. Enlighten my audience as to your background a little bit.
Wow. Well, yeah. So India, John, but I also served as India's musical director for about 20 years. So I toured with India for a long, long time as well. Let's see. CeCe Winans.
Yes.
Jonathan McReynolds. Who?
The list is
Robert
just...
Robert Randolph in the Family Band. Like, yeah, list goes on and on.
It is so amazing. Your background is just so amazing. And then you're a radio guy.
102.1 FM here in Nashville. We are the Ville, is what we call ourselves. To whom much is given, much is required.
Yes. For
you know,
sure.
In that way. And that's the thing. Like, while we have the mic, while we have the platform, you know, it's all about what we do with it while we're up to bat. So.
Well, speaking of up to bat, Glory has been getting a lot of airplay lately from, of course, the motion picture Selma. And you have done a version of it that I just heard last week that just blew me away. How did that come about?
You know, I'll tell you what this is. The record is celebrating the 150 years of service of Fisk University, and then the Jubilee Singers will celebrate their 150th next year in 2021.
Wow.
So a few years ago, a couple shows that we did, and we've done these shows, it's called the Spring Sing. So the first 2 years with various artists, those two shows, those 2 years were recorded for archival purposes.
Oh, good.
But the recordings came out so well that later it was determined, like, well, let's just put it out, you know. Curb Records, shout out to them for having the foresight to record it, but did a good job recording it, even for archival purposes. And so it was determined to make a compilation of the songs for those 2 years of recordings, and that's what it is. So, I mean, this whole record was live.
Mm.
And that's why it's so energy charged, because it was recorded live at the Ryman Auditorium here in Nashville. That was Derek's performance from that night. He meant it. And, you know, shout out to John Legend and Common for the blueprint, for sure. And so for us to be able to do our own version of it, you know, I sang John's parts, and then but Derek did his own verses, and so that's the thing. So, you know, for us to be able to have the opportunity to make it our own, I didn't sing it just like John,
yeah,
and then for him to have his own verses and then to have Jubilee Singers be a part of that, well, it's made for its own thing.
Yeah, it is extremely powerful.
One day when the glory comes, it'll be ours. When the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory.
That is Glory from the Jubilee Singers from Fisk University, along with Derek Minor and Shannon Sanders, who I have on the phone. You said this was recorded when?
We recorded that probably 4 years ago. That show was 4 years ago. So when you think that, who would have known that it would speak so well to the moment and what's going on now in our nation? You know,
totally.
So who knew that it would be timely once again? And it being relevant to or created for Selma, you know, talking about, you know, the original civil rights movement, and for us to be now in the middle of Black Lives Matter, you know, our modern civil rights movement. It's crazy.
I just forgot to say, because you have so much on your plate, you know, you're a producer, you're a program director for a radio station, and also a city commissioner for the Nashville Convention and Visitor Corporation.
Yep, that too. And then I serve on some boards. I'm a trustee for the Recording Academy, Nashville Ballet Board, some others. I'll say, like, it's just important to me in this season to say yes. I say yes because I want to make sure that there is an authentic voice that represents our community at the table. So whenever I'm asked to do these things, if I can, I say yes, mm-hmm. because I feel like I'm being invited to be an authentic voice. And I feel like at this point, I think that that's what people know and have come to expect from me.
It's
fantastic. I'm busy, but I don't see it as busy as much as I am. Purposeful.
Yeah.
Intentional, if you will.
Yeah. How can we find you on social media?
I'll tell you what, ShannonSanders.com is a great place to start. And then from there, all my social links are there, a whole bunch of information about me and some pictures. But that's going to take you to Instagram anyway. So, yeah, just come check me out.
You know, up here, we have a place called Saunders Ice Cream, and I have been so tempted to call you Shannon Saunders.
Well, see, that's the thing. See, Saunders got the U in it.
Right.
Gotta have a U in it.
Gotta have a U in it, but I'm glad I know now Shannon Saunders, and I thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you.
Indeed. Yes, ma'am. Truly. Thank you. Thank you for having me.